I feel quite privileged this morning. I've been brought over to Nottingham by Phil Campbell, and we've come to see the Eco House being built by Nottingham University architecture students as part of the Solar Decathlon project. It's quite interesting to see yet another variation on the Eco Home. This is a complete new build from scratch with manufactured materials, so quite different to the Nottingham Eco Home that belongs to Gil Shlom and Penny Poyser, and very different again to the eco homes that I saw out in Pembrokeshire, West Wales with the Lammas project. It's a lovely thing. Being a teacher myself, I'm really enjoying seeing, you know, a whole load of desks swept aside and students working flat out, practically hands-on, doing things. I had a brief chat with one or two people around here. One of the things they're proudest of is that these young architecture students are getting hands-on experience of putting their plans together. What has particularly amused me, naughty being that I am, is the insulation cladding around the outside of the units that have been built. Students have been doing some good old batten and boarding, which was something my father was very keen on, so again I'm reminded of him. But we have thick layers of insulation on the outside of the wooden frame for the house, and then over that are layered battons so that some tongue and groove boarding can be the outside wall. And the insulation pads, Isover I think is the brand name, and so we have quite a lot of lovely graffiti going on with the word over, push over, nounce over till the fat lady sings, a nice warm pull over, man overboard, hangover, up and over, the ubiquitous bend over, move over, and the little one said roll over, even Land Rover. It's quite fun. I'm going to give you a little photograph of some of this graffiti, which of course will be all covered up by the time this gets to Earl's Court in a month's time, or indeed to Madrid by June later on this year. So I'm going to leave that there and photograph this wonderful graffiti for you.